5, 4, 3, 2.
Like that.
Yep. Welcome to Flowing with Famous, your all Fresno podcast, hosted by me, Joshua Teehee, aka Famous Whitewater. With me always, Mike C, the Fresno podcast guru, the keeper of the Dorktown network of podcasts, which include, I'm not going to go through the whole list of the podcasts that are on the network here, but just know.
Because you can't do it.
I can't do it. Just know that in Fresno, if you want to know about podcasting, Mike would be the guy.
Dorktown Network.
Dorktown Network. Go.
We're in.
Find it. So, here on Flowing with Famous, for our new listeners, we talk about
Fresno.
Yeah. And that's everything. Politics, pop culture. Yep.
Whatever cool crap
entertainment.
We feel like doing.
Yeah.
It's
so,
the Fresno morning show you wish you had,
you
but
wish,
never knew
right,
could exist.
On the internet.
On demand.
And not on, yeah, not on the radio.
And every once in a while.
Right. And not every day. Not every morning. Could you imagine doing this every morning?
Oh, yeah, I could.
Oh, yeah?
I have it in my head.
You're like, I do
imagine
it. I
have all of our podcasts. I have a framework in my head that would be
man,
a daily Monday through
yeah,
Friday version of. That we could do.
Morning? Morning
if time,
show?
If time was not a factor mm-hmm, for us, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, if we had no lives,
right?
All of these shows could be formatted
or
to
perhaps
a daily.
If someone were to pay us
yeah,
a sum of money.
It the upper echelon of podcasting. There are people that do this.
Right. Well, I'm saying like it's
called
like
Patreon. That's
if they
like
wanted to like, you know, put us on the radio.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
Make like $10 an hour or
right,
something for an hour, 2-3 hours a morning.
Hey, beautiful. So, where do we want to jump in with Fresno stuff?
How about this? Something for the North Residents to get excited about.
Yeah!
The White Tower. That
the
is
White
the H&M.
Tower.
The White Tower of North Fresno.
That is H&M is opening.
Or is it white? Is it silver? Or white?
I don't know. I don't know.
Have you seen it? What they did? Like they redid that Borders Tower.
No,
they made
I have
it all
not.
White,
I have not.
They did like
not.
A. Uh-huh. It's pretty, pretty in the face over
yeah,
there. Changed the skyline, the River Park
with
skyline.
The River Park skyline. So H&M.
What the hell is it?
It is a retail clothing establishment that's super hip in lots
super
of cities, the big
super
cities.
Super hip.
But I think it's probably now getting to the point, like getting to that point where it's like saturation level.
That's
because it's
every chain that
you
once
know?
They get to Fresno, it's like, all
right,
we've saturated the market.
Right. Well, I mean,
we made it to Fresno.
Isn't that sort of the
market
way it is?
Fully saturated?
Like, how can you be really, really? And I'm not even saying anything bad about Fresno.
No,
but how can you be like an exclusive, like whatever? When you there's one in, and I think there's one in Modesto as well.
There needs to be a chain, a cool hip chain that just exclusively goes to mid-sized cities.
Mid-sized market, and that's it.
And then, like,
you
people in the big, people
in
the big cities are like, I got to go to Fresno to go to
right,
fucking H&M.
Well, so anyway, their retailer, their hip, it's sort of like Forever 21, maybe. Sort of like a, I don't know. I went there in San Francisco one time. I bought a shirt. I actually kind of like it because mm-hmm, they have a clothing that
oh,
fits
me. Oh, I
did go
in that San Francisco
yeah,
one a couple months
yeah,
ago. That's funny.
They have stuff that fits me. So there it is. But here's the thing. Man, Fresno's just a weird, weird place. So the store opened today, grand
mm-hmm,
opening. Like 1,200 people came through the door.
We love our grand openings.
Grand
here,
opening, yeah. I mean, it's just crazy.
When it's a chain, we love it.
And it's just it. Not that this isn't a big deal. I mean, I think that having a place like this is pretty cool, for Fresno. But it's just people. Just wow, we get excited, man.
Yeah,
we get excited.
And I know, you know what? I don't really mind that. I'll poke fun of it, but at the same time, I think it's kind of a part of the Fresno charm that we can get excited about something coming. It's just that we get overexcited about chains is the issue I have.
I'm not even sure, you know, does H&M really fall into, it is a chain, right? Yeah, but does it fall into that category of, you know, like, if it was like a the brand new Applebee's or something.
Whoa, that's funny you say that.
Is there enough
to reference that anyway. In a minute?
Anyway, so it opened today and it was very successful, and we'll keep an eye on. For fashionistas and fashionistas, it's a big deal.
It's not a, like a generic chain. Is the right word. It's just it is something an interesting. Chain that it's not it does give Fresno a little bit of street cred.
You know, it makes it seem like, hey, we're kind of a hip up and although I you know, again, I still wonder if it's proof of that saturation point. I don't know. If we could get in like a market, someone who knows about this stuff,
right,
who would be able to say yes, and they're actually open in this many cities or whatever. But you know, Still big news, still cool thing. It's the first time Portland has an H&M. Good question. Mm. It's the first time something like this is opened in River Park in a while, right? I mean, Yard House.
Yeah, Yard House would have been the last like interesting, like buzzworthy opening there, I guess.
So now we'll just have to wait to see whatever fills that.
Is that.
Have you heard anything about the World Sports Spot? I haven't heard anything. So
you think it should be a music video, but
I have long thought that the World Sports Cafe should or someplace there should be a music venue, but
yeah,
we'll see what happens. So
you're talking about Applebee's. The other day I saw on Sean Marty.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Is that Marty out there?
Yeah.
Where there's an Applebee's and a Marie Callender's right there?
Yep.
Well, they're building a new Applebee's catty corner to it.
What?
Yes. I assume they're going to close that Applebee's the other one? And they're just moving across the diagonally across the street. I guess they must like that spot better.
Better.
Because that one there is kind of tucked behind
Marie Callender's. Yeah, it's a weird like kind of spot.
So I guess that's what they're doing. So there's probably just going to leave an old Applebee's sitting next door to a new Applebee's across the street.
Applebee's, wow.
So that, what tripped me out is then they have a big now hiring banner, and I'm like, well, why don't you just move the people that are over there?
They're all going to get fired. Because
They're all employees that are making too much there.
Interesting, right. And just that's really weird.
Yeah. I was like, I haven't been to that intersection in a while, so I was it's like getting ready to open. It's close to opening.
That's so weird. Applebee's is a weird place.
It was. I remember when it went in for the first time to Fresno at Fig Arden Village, and everybody was all pumped. I was like, this is a cool place.
And that was one of the first.
I'm embarrassed to say now.
It was one of the first Applebee's.
Oh yeah, franchised.
Yeah, that had been franchised out.
And. For about 5 minutes there, it was cool. Yeah. Because they had the Farrell's drum. And
right, yeah.
I wonder what happened to that Farrell's drum. Damn it.
Who knows? Yeah.
Bring back Farrell's. About every year or so, I got to do it. Bring back Farrell's.
Yeah. Maybe they will. Someone will.
Somebody.
We love our nostalgia, too, here in town. So do we want to keep talking, keep on the commercial?
Well, there's one thing I saw Bethany posted about was...
That's Bethany Clough of the Fresno Bee?
Fresno Bee, Fresno Beehive.
The retail reporter?
She's a
shopaholic.
She put it out there, because San Francisco has a permanent spot for food trucks.
Oh, okay.
And she kind of put it out there, should Fresno do this? Have like a permanent spot for food trucks to hang out. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And what do you think about now we have the gardens over there.
Gazebo Gardens.
Uh-huh. It's almost semi-permanent.
Yeah, there. I mean, they have their Friday and Saturday nights.
But
and there are other.
But would you just go for like a 7 days a week? There's a one spot that has the food trucks. Would that be cool to you?
I don't think there's enough of them yet. Still,
yeah.
You know, I mean, and I don't think you're gonna get the kind of. I don't think you're gonna get the kind of traffic that you would need on a daily basis. I don't think that you would get the kind of diversity of food that you need.
Yeah.
You know.
So we're not there yet.
I mean, I think cart hop works really well still. You know, and that's not permanent, let's say, but it's, you know, it's happening every Thursday down there on the Fulton Mall still. So, but in terms of like having one spot that runs all the time, I mean, I just don't think that there's enough. I don't think we've established ourselves enough. I really don't think there's enough trucks. I don't think there's enough people that are okay with eating food trucks yet. But
yeah. Well, I think I wouldn't really like it just for the fact of, to me, if you're just having a permanent spot for food trucks, it takes away the kind of the funness.
Right.
To me, and it just becomes a food court.
Right, yeah.
To me. Now you're just you've just made a food court.
Probably should have like some kind of cool food court.
Yeah.
I could see.
Well, remember if of old Fresno's will remember Farmer's Market.
Yeah. I remember. Yeah. Office Depot.
Yeah, Office Depot is now downtown. Yeah, yeah, it was a farmer's market, and it was a indoor food court, and it had a little magazine place in the middle of it.
Really cool.
And there was good food in there. And there was my family. I remember as a kid going there, you know, on Friday or Saturday nights.
Yeah,
my parents would take
us as well. Yeah,
it was really cool.
And I think something like that could be. And you know, that's sort of the thing that Craig Charton had always been pulling for was something like that. With a little more of a local bend, I think, you know, like local made food products and the like. But I mean, I definitely think that would be a great idea, having it with the food trucks.
The thing I like about food trucks is there's a few of them in town are good, like, you know, that it give you a little bit of unique food.
Sure.
But the thing about them is just that they're they're at a venue that wouldn't normally have food.
Right.
And I've got this food option, right. This cool food option. They're not so much to me of a destination spot where I'm like, all right, let's go down to Divisadero and Tulare.
Right. And find
because that's where the food trucks. Food, it's just that doesn't, that's not romantic enough for me, I guess. Or something.
Yeah, no, and I think I agree. I mean, I think that's where our food truck culture is right now, where it's like, it's still a bit of a novelty, and it's a great one, you know, to have at events, you know, but at events, not having it as its own event. So, there we go. That's what we say.
What do you say?
You can write in.
TheFresnan@gmail.com.
Tell us how dumb we are.
Tweet at us. Perfect Poor Pod.
So let's keep talking about food and restaurants because that's what we love to do, apparently.
There's more.
More.
Fulton Mall.
On the Fulton Mall, no less.
Yes. We got in the Fulton Mall.
Fulton Mall / Fulton Street.
Mark this about the where we're at about the 15-minute mark. We got Fulton Mall.
Fulton Mall and or Fulton Street, whatever you want to call it now, has seen a uptick of restaurants in the last little bit. There are, and I pulled it up on my phone here. One is this Little Bean place. It is a cafe. They have crepes and whatnot, also coffees. Trendy Pasta Co., which is a trendy pasta place, I guess.
Yeah.
And the Heritage Indian Restaurant Express. Now, when I heard that Heritage Indian Restaurant was coming to the Fulton Mall, very excited, right? They have another restaurant out in Clovis. You know where Queuing for You Barbecue used to be there? Yeah. Clovis Avenue, Shaw, around that area. They're in that building now. Ate there. Loved it. I enjoy Indian food. Having an Indian food place downtown, very exciting to me.
Right.
Very exciting.
As a resident and worker of downtown.
As a resident worker.
And playing around.
Yeah.
This is cool.
Right. Except for The place is open like 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Monday through Friday. Which sort of
so if you're going to jury duty,
right?
It's cool.
Otherwise, I mean, it's sort of it's sort of like.
Although I don't know if I want to be sitting next to you in the jury pool if you just came back from
Indian food. But it's sort of like they shouldn't. I won't ever go there. They might as well not be open for me because I'm not gonna go. I mean, I would really have to go out of my way to go down there and eat during mm-hmm. those hours.
Right.
It probably makes like sense for them to be open those hours and not like mm-hmm.
Because in their heads, like this is where right. everyone's. This is when everyone's downtown,
right?
During the week, in the middle of the day.
But for a resident like me, that it sucks. I won't ever go there, and so mm-hmm. I'm very saddened. And the same with Little Bean Cafe. I went to Little Bean Cafe randomly in the middle of the day. It was a great place. I really enjoyed my cafe au lait. I think I have. That's the only time I've been there. If it was open on the weekends, if it was open, you know, late in the evenings, I would probably have been there, you know, hanging multiple out. Times now. Yeah.
Stealing some Wi-Fi.
Right. Chilling. So it's just crazy because this is where we are downtown, where it's like I have to congratulate us for like getting new places. It's really cool. Seems to be booming. But at the same time, like if that's what your hours are going to be, sorry, dude, you're not helping me out. Like me personally.
This is still the problem downtown right now, with a couple of exceptions. The sidewalk rolls up at 5 o'clock.
Right.
And, you know, you're left with Tokyo Garden and Peeves.
Yeah.
After
Club One.
Club One after,
and
you know, 5 o'clock.
And don't ever discourage Club One. Club One is
hey,
the best. They're open 24 hours.
It's your go-to when it is. You don't have any other options. You're like, hey, let's just go to Club One.
Yep, go-to. So, again, everyone's taught. I think it's a positive sign in one respect. In another respect, until we can get over this, like, Monday through Friday lunchtime thing, mm-hmm. I feel like we just, who cares, you know? I mean, it's great for people down there, and I'm sure there are a lot of, like, office workers and, you know, people that are downtown that are enjoying it. It's awesome that we have choices, you know?
I always wonder how much the downtown workers are in tune with what's going on in the
Football
Mall?
Well, that's a good question.
I don't, you know, I have no idea.
Yeah.
The only time I'm downtown, like, I go downtown on the opposite hours
right.
people go down.
Right.
I go downtown at night, you know, for a Grizzly game or for, you know, a Peeves or Tioga Sequoia or something. Right. That's when I go downtown. I don't know what's going on during the day. I serve jury duty like once every couple
of
years.
We should go on a man on the street interview. We'll take a little recorder. We'll go down there one day and we'll just hang out. What's going on? Do you know about what's happening?
Do you work in an office? Yes. Do you know anything about the Football Mall? No.
Okay. Next. Thank you. So that it's in another big opening. We have a lot of new openings lately.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good sign. Is the grocery outlet. Bargain Market that just opened. It replaced the Fresh and Easy that used to be downtown.
I remember as a blogger going to that opening.
Oh, yeah, Fresh and Easy.
We're all there for that. Their little pre-opening they had for media.
And then it closed down.
Now it's closed.
How long was it open? Do you remember?
It seems like, I want to say about a year and a half.
It wasn't open very long.
Yeah.
And the company just realized they messed up and grew too quickly here in America.
In general.
And
yeah,
also,
it wasn't just present. Right. But the one on Shaw and West still
there
is
are
going.
A few, yeah. Well, I think part of the problem was we Americans are just not ready for that style of of shopping.
The problem with Fresh and Easy, I like Fresh and Easy setup. It's just they're very heavy on their own stuff that they make, and their own stuff that they make is kind of not real flavorful.
Yeah. It's healthy for you, damn it.
Oh, that's why.
So the grocery outlet opened. It is relatively short distance from my house, so I was extremely excited about it because, you know, when Fresh and Easy closed, suddenly I was forced to choose between various Save Marts or a Food Max.
Or, oh, yeah, you had nothing down there without that.
Or a, you know, Hispanic market, all of which I tried. Save Mart was the best choice, and, you know, it ended up being many miles away.
Yeah.
So this is great. The other day we went and got groceries, walked there and back. It mm-hmm. was wonderful.
Good. You did all the good things you're supposed to do.
Right.
Walk, be downtown, right. purchase things downtown.
So let me tell you, here's the
thing.
You're
going to be able to walk to one day to the new restaurant that's moving over to Selden Arena parking lot.
Oh, yeah, Cosmos. Yeah.
Cosmos, you can walk to that.
I can walk to wherever I want.
Well, hey.
So
walk to River Park, then.
I could, yeah. So I'll give you my take on Grocery Outlet. So, one, I enjoy it. It is...
is it a regular grocery store?
It is... yes and no. So, one, they're all independently operated, owned and operated, you know? So, it's a chain, cool. I guess, but they're independently owned and operated. They are...
Franchised, maybe.
Franchised, yeah. Yeah. They are... so, it's a bargain market... So it's not necessarily like a normal grocery store. Mm-hmm. It's definitely not as well merchandised, right? Yeah. You know, like stuff doesn't look as nice on the shelves. It's pretty much just stacks of...
You're like, here, we threw it out here.
Like pallets and stuff. Like,
we've got time to make the nice.
Right. But they have, you know, everything that I would want to buy... they don't necessarily have all of the cool brands, maybe.
Yeah.
But the prices are very cheap, and, you know, I would like to have a Trader Joe's or a Whole Foods in my neighborhood.
Well, Whole Foods ain't happening.
But that's not going to happen. For a while, anyway. So, you know.
If you get enough more residential.
I guess, right?
I think a Trader Joe's, maybe.
Well,
could maybe one day.
Yeah.
For the other side of downtown, for the loft side.
Right, yeah. So, anyway, I think it's a good addition. I'm very happy that it's there. They're training people, I think, who have never worked in the grocery industry before. And so the first couple times we went there, yeah, were...
Where's the produce section? Like, what?
A little like...
Produce? What?
But
do they have produce this
section? Oh, yeah, they have produce. It's fairly nice. I mean,
I always thought of them as like a fresh... Not, or,
what's Food
the,
Max?
Yeah, no, like the... I don't know. I just saw them like a warehousey place.
It's warehousey, but I mean they definitely have, you know, whatever they have, cheeses and meats and you know, dairy, and I mean they definitely have everything that I would want. They have like more of what I would buy than, let's say, the Supermercado down the way. So
First and Slayer.
Yeah. Which I've also been to, and it's nice. So it's nice to have something down that way.
It was fun.
So, it did make me wonder, like, do people in other cities, like, is this, because for me it was like a big deal, like a grocery store in my neighborhood.
Learned something I can walk to.
And I wonder if other people have these same, like, you know, if in any other city people were like, this is a big deal for them to be like,
Or do Portlanders get excited about a new grocery store opening by them? Or they're just like, meh.
Right.
I'm Portland. I don't care about that.
Well, apparently Portland doesn't have drinkable water, so there you go.
What's the matter with their water? They hippified it too much, huh?
Some sort
of... They got patchouli in it?
E. coli poisoning or something.
Patchouli poisoning.
Everyone was freaking out for like, you know, several days about how they couldn't get water anywhere. They had to buy water. Anyway, so there it is.
Suckers.
Yes. You got the list, so what else are
I think it's time to get to a band of the episode.
Yeah, let's do it. Band of the episode. So a band of the episode, this episode.
It's retro, but not.
Yeah, retro is not. Fierce Creatures, who are doing a reunion show next week, June 7th at Fulton 55. And they're back.
They're back.
It's going to be a insane show, I think. I mean, I really, you know.
Oh, it's a, it's just, yeah. It's they all were, the things, light thieves, fierce creatures, yeah. Just all the things you like.
And I think there are so many people that just really love the band. I think a lot of people maybe aren't even, don't even know that they really stopped playing. I mean, they probably at some point were like, why isn't the band playing? But they didn't know, they don't know, didn't know yeah, that the band is sort
drama
of,
that happened.
Whatever. So they're back, they're playing. I think it's going to be good. So let's hear a little clip. Fulton 55, I think they're that's gonna have some people excited. The question, yeah, the question is, what does this mean? What does this mean?
Well,
I mean, I know one of the members is
one of them is leaving. I ran into Mike Adame from Fierce Creatures slash Light Thieves at the grocery store at a Save Mart.
All right,
grocery store, and yeah, he was saying that. He didn't really say whether anything's going to happen once you know this member leaves town. That's why. But that's what the catalyst of this whole thing.
Okay. He wanted to have one more. All right. So the couple.
Is there any?
Yeah.
Are there any shows? Have you been to any shows? Or are there any shows? Concerts coming to town that I should be aware of?
Oh man. You know.
Did you go to the What's a Mush?
No.
The big What's a Mush show?
Nick Fest?
No, the not Nick Fest, the one that came to Save Mart.
Bruno Mars.
Yeah, Bruno Mars.
I did not.
How did that go? Did it sell okay? Or?
It did. I mean, that was a show. I mean, it was pretty amazing. Sold out almost, you know, I think the day of, but, you know, within minutes. I mean, it sold out really quickly when tickets went on sale. But it's weird because that doesn't really mean anything anymore because, you know, they have all these pre-sales and all this other stuff. So, like, really, no one knows how many tickets are actually available the day that tickets go on sale.
Huh.
So, like, you know, if there's 12,000 tickets that are on sale, like, for the when Justin Bieber was here in Fresno, there were 12,000 tickets available, right? On the on-sale date, there were only 940 that people could buy, right? Because all the rest were already spoken for either through pre-sales or held for special groups or whatever. So, I mean, that those like on-sale dates don't really mean anything. And also, the like when a show sells out, it doesn't really mean anything because a lot of the tickets get bought up by like these brokers people who, brokers or whatever who sell them on the secondary market. So, but Bruno Mars sold out. And from everything that I could tell...
the show, you know, all the videos and things that I was watching on social media, place was packed. Everything I read and heard, packed early. Like, by the time the by the time the opener was playing, you know, 90% of the place was already there. So, I mean, I think it was just one of those shows that was, like, up there with any of the shows, Prince or Madonna, whoever. I mean, it was one of those, that level show. And everyone who saw it was just sort of blown away from everything that I can take. So,
cool.
Yeah, awesome to have.
Hopefully get a good rock show coming this summer.
Yeah.
Summer is for rock.
Damn it. Who knows? Who would you like to see?
Oh, I've always I've always said that, although they aren't going to be touring yet because they're going to be making an album on, you'll see them making an album on HBO, Foo Fighters. They've never come to Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
And that is the big band I think needs to come to Fresno. Right. U2's, I don't know if they're working on anything or not. I'm not a really big U2 fan, but they've never come to Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
That I'm aware of, I don't think they have.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they haven't. Queens of Stone Age would be nice to see come to Fresno. I've never seen them come to Fresno. Mm-hmm. Yeah, those are the bands.
That's about
rock,
it.
In the rock genre, they're like, why haven't you not come to this place?
Yeah. Well, it does seem like we're getting a good amount of bands coming through, and what I'm seeing a lot is like Fresno's the kickoff for their tour.
Uh-huh.
Like it give kickoff of,
they
you
work,
know.
Work on their chop
and,
tour chops.
And what I think happens is, you know, they book the tour and they have whatever date, you know, in San Francisco or whatever, and then they tack on Fresno, kind of maybe at the last minute or whatever, and that's their. But I've seen that probably in the last, I don't know, like 3 or 4 months of the, you know, 20 or however many touring shows that have come through, a good 90% that's been the case. So, like the Roddy Radiation, this guy who plays, he was the guitar player for the Specials. He's playing tonight down as drummers. It's their tour kickoff, you know. So,
Strummers, man,
they killing
keep pouring it on, don't
yep,
they?
Yep, they're doing some real good work down there. So, but yeah, I mean, there's not, there's been some decent shows. We're still getting a lot of like country acts coming through all the time. Hmm. I can't ever tell if they're who is a big country actor. Like, I don't know because I don't know I don't really follow country music.
Yeah.
And everyone seems to be a huge like everyone seems to have like a hit, like, you know, at least one hit on the radio. Everyone, so it's hard. Like, I can't ever tell. I'm like, well, is this guy more popular than the other guy who came through? Like, I can't ever really tell. I think it's just one of those things. There's just so many country western guys, country western. That shows you what where I'm at. There's so many country guys playing that. You know, you just can't ever tell. Merle Haggard was supposed to come this weekend. That show got canceled because there wasn't enough tickets being sold. Yeah, I mean, there's some cool shows. There's a lot of the good shows are coming to Strummers, coming to Fulton 55, coming to the smaller venues, or the shows I'd like to see anyway, so.
And Audie's too, still.
And Audie's, yeah, Audie's still
is
gets.
Is everything you feel like with those main venues, Audie's, Strummers, Fulton 55, is everything seem pretty healthy? Frank's place too.
I've definitely seen, you know, my band played 2 weekends ago at Fulton 55 with the Angry Samoans.
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure how that show was going to do, but there was a good crowd there and they were excited the whole night. So, I think we're in one of those spots where I think we're in an interesting spot because we have a lot of out of town acts coming through, a lot of touring shows, and they're doing well, and people are watching. I feel like the local side of things has kind of tapered off a little bit in terms of the bands playing.
We're in a bit of a down cycle,
but that could just be my own interpretation. That's what it feels like to me too. But anyway,
but we'll get it back going.
That's right.
By the end of September, when Fresno Urban Fresno Sound Urban Experience comes.
Kicks off again. We'll talk all about that.
Yeah.
All right.
There's one thing I want to throw at you.
Before
we get some battles here.
Some battles.
Have you seen this? This is a repost, basically.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But it was the first time I saw it. This is just kind of a vaguely reference to Fresno, a fringe of Fresno. This is more of a valley story,
mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
It was from YosemiteBlog.com.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you follow that.
I don't.
YosemiteBlog.com, but it posted maybe this thing. There's this anomaly that some people are saying is BS, and others are saying is legit, and there's people that have taken pictures of it and video of it. You can see Yosemite Valley, at least the top portion of Yosemite Valley, like Half Dome, from a spot in the Central Valley across the other side of the valley in Patterson. There's a guy that has taken a picture, and it's on the YosemiteBlog.com. If you look for the... Wait, is that Half Dome? That's the name of the
post. That's the name of the post, okay.
Patterson, if you don't know where Patterson is, it's on the west side of the valley, north of Gustine, north of Centinela. If you go to PC Patterson's...
Right, yeah, right there.
It's north of there, off I-5.
Okay.
That you can see, and when the conditions are correct, you can see Half Dome.
All the way to Half
Dome. You can see it clearly. Like, it's not like... Not like, oh, that's just mountains. You can see
tell that Half it's Half Dome. Dome
from with the naked eye, and with a good camera, you can take a great picture of Half Dome from the valley.
Huh.
And it doesn't seem possible at all. Like it seems impossible. Like how can you take a picture of something that's in the middle of the Sierras?
Right.
That's blocked. Seemingly blocked by other.
Right. We can't see it here in Fresno.
But according to this, some people say it's BS, but it looks legitimate. When there is, after a rainfall, and I think it's more of in the warmer time of the season, after the rainfall,
when
everything's crystal clear, and the barometric pressure is rising, it creates, apparently, this is the explanation for it, it creates an effect where that portion of the range is magnified. So you're I don't know. But when you're in Patterson, when you're in that area of the valley, you're at the proper angle to look into the valley. And with that magnification of the air pressure, you can see Half Dome.
Wow.
It sounds insane.
It does.
But you look at, there's a picture of it.
I'll have to check it out.
And you can see, you're like, yes, that's Half Dome, but you can't believe pictures anymore.
Well, that's true.
With Photoshop, like, there is, if the president was standing next to an alien, there was just a picture of it, you'd be like, no, that's BS, even if it looked completely genuine. So it's like, seems like one of those things you have to see for yourself to believe it, but...
But who's going to hang out in Patterson all the time to get that perfect day?
That's a problem.
If ever that day happens, I'm going to...
Within the post, they'll say there's a couple other spots in the valley that people have said that they can see this. And this guy that took the picture in the post, he gave like a detailed, this is the spot I was at, this is the camera lens I used, this is the time of day, this is what was like, and this is what I saw, and there's a picture.
You know who would love and would probably know and want to talk about this? Michael Banty of WeirdFresno.com.
It does sound like
Like a Weird Fresno
or it's
post.
Like a, is it Mark Grossi that does environment stuff?
Yeah. And I'll ask him about it, actually. Maybe I'll reach out and I'll ask him about it, because that seems interesting. If that is true,
I'll show you.
If it's true, okay. It's an interesting thing,
it's
definitely.
It's fun to look at, though.
Yeah.
See, you don't have to go up to the mountain.
Right.
I just go to Patterson.
Go to Patterson. Where are you going? I'm going to Patterson.
You go to Patterson to see the...
See the Half Dome.
Half Dome. Like, huh? All right.
Oh, man. All right.
Well, one thing that's been going on for everybody's been involved with, whether you wanted to be or not, the DA battles.
Oh, man. So the elections are coming up.
Elections in general.
Here in Fresno County, the state.
DA battles are getting nasty.
And the district attorney. I mean, it's crazy. So I never...
Egan versus
Smitkamp.
Battle. It's a mudslinging, man.
And really, so they have spent, it's the most expensive district attorney battle in the county's history, right?
Wow. I believe that.
$1 million or something that they have spent. And they just have been doing this.
That job that worth it?
I guess.
Man, I would be so be just like, this ain't worth it, yo.
So it started very contentiously, I think, you know.
In and out.
Right? I think the whole thing started very contentiously because you have the current district attorney, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you have the Smitkamp who's running against her and is a prosecutor in the department, right?
I think she was.
Okay. So it does, it seems like there's some sort of close tie there. It's just it was a weird situation from the beginning. And then they start coming out with these ads that were just like really
it's like one of those
pointed.
Things where they used to be like, you know, you get in a work environment, you kind of know a lot of people's dirt.
Right.
Each other's dirt. And you kind of just, you have this like of, you know, I got dirt on you, you got dirt on me.
We just all kind of, right.
And now they're like gone outside of their realm, outside of the locker room, so to speak. And now they're like throwing all the little dirty stuff they know about each other out there.
And stuff that like really probably doesn't seem like it's will affect ultimately their job. Like the stuff that I've seen, I mean, you can kind of tell it's very pointed, like that it's very like, well, you're using this in a very specific way, and I understand why, but that's probably not how it actually happened.
Yeah.
It's just all very... It makes me wonder, though, because I never used to care about local until this election, actually, you've never heard about local elections, right? I mean, when was the last time you heard anything?
Well, especially not about DA or stuff like that. You just be like, huh?
I mean,
that name looks, I can recognize that name, yes.
Right. When was the last time you cared about a local election?
Well, just when there was a mayor race.
But even
whatever district I'm at, that council seat is up.
Now, so you're in the county. You're in the county here.
I have a house in District 1.
Okay.
Does that matter?
Yeah. So you live now, you're out here in the county.
Mm-hmm.
Is your county supervisor up for re-election, do you know?
I don't think so, no.
Okay,
no.
Well, you're fine.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. Local elections are weird, and I really never did think that they mattered, and maybe they don't matter, but with this, you're forced to kind of be like, oh, yeah, I mean... And it makes me wonder, like, does it work? Like, you know, does all of this, like, and I don't mean the mudslinging and all that, because obviously I see that and it makes me just, like, it makes me cringe. And I know that, like, that's what's happening. But just the, like, in-your-faceness of it all the time, does it make you, like, want to go out and vote?
Well, yeah, maybe this is the purpose of it, maybe it isn't, but... After a while, you're just like, you know, I don't care anymore. Like, which person is better? Which person did what?
Right. I just want to get it over with. And yeah.
Which is, I guess, is a point of whoever is the worst one of the bunch. Like, would be the point of just to muck it up so bad now you no longer care.
Right. Who? Yeah. Right. And maybe that is what the maybe that is a salient way to go about things is to just like. Make it so dirty and nasty that like everyone throws up their hands and you just evens the playing field a little bit. There have been a couple of kind of crazy stories from the campaign trail. There was the one councilman who sent out a flyer that had the a picture of a Auschwitz or one of the concentration camps, and it was sort of drawing a parallel between that and the slums in Fresno or something. And he had to come out later and say, oh, I wasn't aware of what the picture was. And you know, okay. But that one didn't really have a lot. I thought that would have more traction than it did. It didn't really, it was a people talked about it a couple days, and then it sort of disappeared. But we'll see. That's coming up June the 3rd.
Good.
Maybe we'll have a wrap-up.
we'll have a wrap-up
and talk about all the things that have happened. I mean, really, it is just a primary, so it doesn't really matter. But, you know, there are some big races. The mayor is running for comptroller, as we've talked about before. And it looks like she might have a good chance.
Cool.
You know?
I guess.
At least to move through, so.
If she's like a same last episode, if she keeps that office in Fresno, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that. You're just like, I'm the state controller. I'm going to keep the office in Fresno.
Do whatever I want.
Why not? Yeah. I'm not coming to Sacramento.
There you go.
What do I got to do that for? I'm in Fresno.
I am a Fresnan, and that's why.
I'm in the center of the state. That's where the capital should be.
That is.
Maybe we can make a motion to make the capital Fresno.
Did you see how in the paper today there are two counties in Northern California who are trying to secede from the state?
Oh, really? I didn't see that. I know there's that one jackass that's always like, California should be six different states.
You know, this is a couple of counties they just want to split off. They're going to start their own.
All right. It's got to be northern, state. Like one of those northeastern
counties. North, yeah.
See? Yep. I knew it. They're like so like, there's like nobody even recognizes them.
Right. And no one lives there. Yeah.
It's like, oh, there's Shasta Mountains up there. Yeah, that's pretty cool. What else is up there? Nothing? Okay.
I was like, wow, is it that easy? Can we just like...
Nobody would notice anyway.
Can we just like do like,
they're like,
you know,
one of those northeastern counties? Like,
what does that take?
Nobody would know.
Could Fresno secede from California?
No, don't do that.
Man, that'd be crazy right in the middle.
This is our biggest thing is that we're still in California, yeah?
I guess so, right? Hey. What we have going for us is we're not in any other state. You know?
Yeah.
Well, is that it?
Mike? Yeah, man.
I think that's
it. I think it's time to plug
it up. Plug it up. Plug it up. Is this your favorite part? What's your favorite part of the podcast?
All of it.
All of it, huh?
Yep. Every moment. All right. Every delicious Fresno morsel.
This might be my favorite part of the podcast. This is where we, you know, send you off to... see other things that we do.
Yay.
Where we
and other Fresno
selfless self-promotion. Shameless.
Yeah. Shameless. This is a part you can just turn off.
Right.
Move on to the next podcast.
So we'll start with you, Mike. What would you like to plug?
As always, the Dorktown Network of podcasts, including Dorktown.
Yeah.
Flowing with Famous.
That's what you're listening to now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it is. And Perfect Pour.
Perfect Pour. That's a good one.
Podcast.
Good one.
And the new one, Get Off My Podcast.
Get Off My... How's that going?
Harrison Ford Podcast. You know, it's a little slow starting. Yeah. Slow starting.
You're in what episode now?
Getting our momentum going. We have three episodes out. Working on our fourth. We're doing our due diligence for the fourth episode. But we've got three out there. GetOffMyPodcast.com.
Yeah.
If you want to check that one out.
Do you just
all Harrison Ford.
Play the clip? All get off my
podcast. Get off my plane.
I just
wait till we get to Air Force One. Oh man.
Oh yeah. I really love that movie for the simple fact that Steven Seagal was killed like within the first.
Steven Seagal's in that movie?
Yeah.
Air Force One.
I think so.
I don't think so.
Are you sure?
That sounds right to me.
Who's in that?
It's been a while.
Someone's in that movie, and they die with
Gary Oldman.
First...
Well, Gary Oldman dies at the end, but...
Well, no, in the... So
in the first...
Within the first,
it would have
like...
been somebody that's part of, like, the president's entourage.
Right, yeah, their team or whatever.
Because it's been a while since I've seen that, so...
All right, I need to look that up.
Doesn't sound right.
Let me look that up. I'll look it up. We'll get back to you next time, I guess.
Nobody kills Steven Seagal, dude.
Yeah.
Come on.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
Also check out I mentioned it earlier, Tioga Sequoia's new beer garden.
Okay. Okay.
And House of Pendragon's tap room.
Okay.
Those are two cool Fresno beer tourism. Fresno's going to get some beer tourism. I'm going to talk about more another episode, but we're going to get some beer tourism.
Let's talk about this really fairly quickly. Have we had a craft beer festival for like the last 7 weeks in a row or something? Because it really seems like it. There was one in Visalia, yeah. Then there was the Apcow one.
Yeah, then and that then there Apcow was the one was the same day as the Central Cali Beer Festival that was up at Turlock, which to me is local. And you had two beer festivals that were semi-local going against each other.
Right.
Yeah, and then the next weekend was Visalia one.
And then
Clovis had one.
Clovis had one. And then this week, we're having the Rock for Autism Festival and Craft Beer Fair.
Yeah.
And I wonder, what the heck's happening?
Well, we're...
Is it that we love craft beer so much? Or is it that a bunch of people are going, people love craft beer so much, and they're doing this, trying to cash in on the...
Yeah, I think it's a little bit of both.
Uh-huh.
But we're just... I think I've said it, mentioned before, but we're just waking up to it. We're behind the curve, and we're on the upswing of it. And there's a lot of room to go up for us.
Mm-hmm.
People don't realize like how behind the curve on craft beer we are. It seems like we're doing too much, or there's like too much going on. But we're in actuality, compared to other cities, we're still way behind.
Mm-hmm.
So, which is to me is exciting because in theory, we're just going to keep getting more and more stuff going on craft beer wise.
Yeah.
So, it's an exciting time.
So, I think that I'm thinking about a different movie, and it might be a movie with. someone that's not Harrison Ford.
There was one where Seagal is a cook.
No.
Then, like, the terrorists take over the sub or the ship.
I know all about that movie, buddy.
And he's bad. And they don't realize this cook is such a badass.
Right. What's the name of that movie?
Steven Seagal Strikes Awesome.
Oh, no. Yeah. Well, Under Siege is the name of that movie.
There you go. Yeah. Boom.
Well, I'll try to figure that out. Maybe we'll talk about it.
Yeah, well, you work on that. That's your homework.
Is there anything else that you'd like to plug in the meantime?
No, man. I want to hear about what's going on with Josh Teehee.
All right. So, I obviously work at the Fresno Bee, so you can follow the Fresno Bee. I have stories in our weekly entertainment section on Friday. Find that at FresnoBee.com. Also, FresnoBeehive.com, where I do all sorts of weird
blogging
kind of stuff. Because blogging still exists.
Yep, because it's still a thing, people.
It's still, and it's an important thing, and I think something that people really enjoy. So, there's all that. Then I am in a band called It'll Grow Back, who plays various shows. Yep. We don't have anything really coming up.
You can go up and talk to Josh about the podcast at one of his shows.
You could do that.
Because nobody's done that, right? I'm assuming like, hey, I'll listen to you on Flowing with Famous.
I'm pretty sure no one's ever talked to me about the podcast anywhere.
One day, dude. One day.
Except, no. I'm sure.
Except, wait, no.
Yeah, it never happened, so... which is fine. It's totally cool.
It's all right. We were at your get together, and there was somebody there, Donovan, that we talked about Flowing with Famous.
Oh, yeah,
and listened
to
Flowing with Famous.
True.
So it happens.
There are people who do listen and seem to enjoy it. So, and hopefully that number is getting larger.
Tell people about Flowing with Famous.
Yeah.
Tell your fellow Fresnans about it. And that's word of mouth is the best mouth ever.
We're
take that all right. Or whatever you want.
So on that note, I think that we'll call it a day. And thank you all for listening. You will hear us next time when we're back with more Fresno.
Whenever it is.
Cool Fresno stuff. And on that, I say good night.
What was the Steven Seagal movie, Josh?
Executive Decision.
Ah, thank you. Yeah. What did Joe be nuts?